a robot designed for vineyards. Welcome back to Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from NAIO Technologies, N-A-I-O Technologies, is Gaetan Sivarok, co-founder. Thank you for joining us, Gaetan.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Before we get into what's brand new, tell us a little background about the company. You've been in robotics for a while now.
Yeah. It's been 10 years now. We started the company in Europe, in France, in 2010. And now we are in America, in California, exactly, since 3 years already, with the beginning of the operation. And we have a real and a local team based in Salinas since 2 years now.
And at the Consumer Electronics Show, you won an innovation award. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. It's for one of our new robots dedicated to vineyard.
Well, tell us about it. This is the name of it is TED.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we started to do robot 10 years ago, mainly in vegetables. And since a couple of years, we are working to bring new robots to a vine producer as well. So these TED robots, for which we get the award, Innovation Award at the CES, it's dedicated to vine, and it's a portal straddle, so it can go above the vine tree to be able to work very closely under the trees. So the main task, it's mechanical weeding control, cultivating, because this is where the farmers, the growers have the best return on investment. But of course, you can add several kind of tools, several kind of implements, like mowing, like sensors, or all the kind of tools you can imagine on a robot. And yes, by the way, it is fully electric, so it can help you to save a lot of money in gas and to save carbon emission as well, which is very important for the farmers.
And it returns to a charging station, or is it solar powered? How does it work?
No, right now we use, you take the robot on a trailer and you plug it back like an electric car. You plug it on the grid at the shop. We are working, we have some prototype of a charging station, but no deployed yet, just because the customers, the farmers, find it more convenient to bring back the robots at the shop. But if some of them want to install a charging station in the field, definitely possible. Technically, no issue.
So is this designed at all for the picking of grapes or just strictly to control the weeds at the base and cultivate?
Yeah, very good question. The portal itself, the straddle, the robot, it's mainly designed to be able to embed several kind of tools. So right now, the tools that make sense, that are profitable for the farmers, are mainly about weed management, but we can integrate other kind of tools. So there is other company working on harvesting or on other kind of task for vine, and it's more research and development right now, not saleable product. But once those product will be ready, we will be able to integrate those new tools, those new features on our robot. So at NAIO Technology, we really want our robots to be able to carry different kind of tools and different kind of tasks. So right now, what we can sell because of technology maturity is more about weed management. But definitely, as soon as we will be able to find technical solutions suitable for harvesting or other accurate tasks, we would be able to integrate it on the robots.
Such as pruning, those kinds of things, perhaps.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, tell us about the advantages and what you're learning so far in deploying these.
Based on our knowledge, again, you can compare the agricultural robots to the other kind of robots you can have at home. For example, if you have a cleaning autonomous vacuum cleaner in your house, or if you have an autonomous mower machine in your garden, in your yard, or if you have a cleaning robot in your pool, whatever. You are already used of robots. And the important things of robots is to understand that it will do the job autonomously, but It's still, you can talk about artificial intelligence, but you know, it's more artificial than intelligent. We have to keep this in mind. So the robots are very, very efficient to perform dumb tasks. They are not tired. They continue to operate day and night. So it's very efficient to use the robot for simple and repetitive tasks. And then you get the profits, then you get the value, and you keep the humans to do the interesting tasks, the high value tasks, the more complex tasks. That's the main important things to keep in mind. So this is why basically weeding control, cultivating weed management, it's very efficient for a robot because it's just going up and down and up and down on all the row, very easy. So my advice and the feedback we have from the customers, it's really to say, okay, use the robot as much as possible. The more you use it, the better the result will be, and keep the robot for the dumb, the easy task. And now since 10 years, we have several hundreds of customers, more than 250, almost 300 of customers. So we have a lot of feedback in a lot of different situations.
Very interesting. And it's proving to be cost effective for your customers?
Yes, definitely. And this is why we focus on the mechanical weeding control first, because this is where you have the best return on investment. We can do a lot of other tasks like seeding, again, mowing or other things, but where you have the best return on investment as a farmer, it's definitely on the mechanical weeding control, because there is a lot of work to do on this. And it's important also to mention that the farmers can invest in the robot, they can buy the machine, but we also provide the robot as a service. So if they want to test the results, if they want to see the profitability without buying the robot right now, we can definitely operate the robot for them at their place in their fields, or we can rent the robot so they can feel the results and see the profitability and the return on investment.
So this is being tried in Napa Valley in California?
Now it's coming. That's why we get the Innovation Award, because it's a bright news. So we have done a couple of tests already with some beta customers in France for the grapes. But the vine robots coming in Napa Valley will be bright new just this spring, 2022. So if there is some potential customers, the vine growers interested, they can contact us. So we have a strong and a huge experience in vegetables. Again, we are working in California in vegetables with the vegetable growers since 3 years. We are working in Europe since 10 years. But this new TED robot, it's coming in Napa Valley next spring. So we look forward, and we are very enthusiastic. And we already have a couple of very enthusiastic vine growers that want to try it.
What are some of the other advantages here? Do farmers then growers need to use fewer chemicals that they would use typically to control weeds?
Yeah, the two main advantages are really reduce the amount of chemicals. So you can reduce dramatically the use of herbicides, or you can totally replace the use of herbicides if you want, thanks to our robot. And the second issue, it's really the labor shortage. All of our customers, all the growers are facing a huge labor shortage right now. They struggle to find new people in the field. So again, that's why the few people they can have, they prefer to keep them for the high value task and to let the machine do the job, the easy job.
Terrific. And as far as the upfront costs, what should people know or growers know? You said that they can test this.
Yeah,
let's say more or less a per week, per month. How would it work?
Yeah, depending. Of course, this is the kind of offer we discuss with the farmers, depending on how many acres they want to test on. But let's say you can start from a couple of days a week or a month, and the average cost will be a few thousands dollars, depending $5,000 to $10,000, depending on how many acres you want to do and how many days you want to operate. So you can test it for really a small amount of money. You will get some profit because you will have the job done and you will have your field clean after that. And then you can decide to invest again. And of course, the longer the period of work is, the cheaper it is. And if you want to invest in the robot, it can be even more profitable.
For more information, where do we go?
Either you go to our website or you call us, send us a message or LinkedIn, mail, whatever. And if you came by Salinas, you can come to our shop. Google Map, Nayo Technology, and you will find us. You are most welcome.
And the website is?
And the website is nayotechnologies.com. But basically, you can just search for Nayo Agriculture Robot, and you will find us. So Nayo Agriculture Robot.
And it's spelled N-A-I-O,
yes.
Nayo.
Definitely.
Gaetan Sevarok, thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Thank you again. And I wish we will see us in the field soon.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio. And that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.